News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center doing his thing over there, recording the show, getting ready to put it up on the podcast and Spotify and Google Podcasts. And wherever you download your podcast, you'll find that WKOK Sunrise is there. On the news line, we welcome back to our studios Dr. Rutul Dalal. He is the medical director of infectious diseases at UPMC Susquehanna. He's walked us slowly through the pandemic with great information and just became a real rock star around here with his super updates. So, Dr. Dalal, thank you so much for checking in today.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for the kind words again.
I do appreciate it. You've been a tremendous help, and people have been emailing us questions. So as soon as we heard that, they heard that you were going to be back, and said, we have to ask the doc about the hospitalizations going up, or should I panic or not? So, all right, well, give us some sort of a description of the state of the pandemic and these new seemingly milder COVID-19 variants are out there. Where are we in relation to the beginning and the end and the worst of this pandemic?
Yeah, so first of all, I would like to say, the pandemic is not yet over. Of course, people have let go of their feet from the gas pedal, but as you said correctly, we still have some mild variants going in, but these are not mild. These can be mild for people who are vaccinated and boosted or probably have good immunity. But otherwise, they are pretty contagious, especially currently right now in our hospital systems across the North Central PA region, which includes Williamsport, Muncie, Lock Haven, Cole, as well as Wellsboro. On our five campuses, the number of patients currently within the hospital are in single digits. It's less than 10. So, having said that, symptoms are also very much milder. There are not many people who are dying from it, and there aren't being people who are really, really sick. Now, there's only one person right now in the hospital who happens to be on the ventilator and the ICU, but that number can change, and especially with fall and winter coming in, the Institute of Health Metrics, which is situated in Washington State, Seattle, they were suggesting that there could be up to 1 million infections a day. Now, how would they affect the general population in regards to hospitalizations? That nobody can say. But at the same time, one thing which is there is it can spread very easily, especially with the variants you're talking about, BA4 and BA5, especially the BA5 subvariant of Omicron has two characteristics. One of them, it's immune escape. So it escapes the immunity, and it is a super spreader. It spreads much faster than previous variants and is resistant to vaccines, and previous infections do not provide much immunity against it.
So we used to say that everybody's going to get this COVID-19 at some point, and probably about 80% of the population has gotten it at some point, but having had it before means nothing to some of these newest variants.
Absolutely, and you hit the nail on its head. 82%, as you said, got it. So there is a term now called COVID virgins, and only 18% of the population has remained COVID virgin by now. That number is fastly dwindling. Having said that, people can get reinfections over and over again. There is no limit to how many times you can get it. But once you get the infection, at least you are covered for the next 90 days, for the next 3 months. And sometimes the test results can remain positive for months to weeks. But that does not mean that they are infective. But after 3 months, they are susceptible to getting another variant or another subvariant infection. And it does not. And usually, when the second or the third time the infection comes along, the symptoms might be a little bit more severe than the last one.
Now, you go out in the community, you do not see much masking, except when you're at work. And then you see masking all the time within the medical facilities. But when you go to the store or out to any outdoor activity, very little masking. What's your reaction when you see that, that folks aren't terribly worried about these new milder variants?
Yeah, I feel a little bit nervous as well about it. And with regard to this, one more important factor is, people have stopped masking even on flights, even in the airports. And that is where sometimes the concern is, because you do not know if people who are unmasked are vaccinated and boosted, and people sometimes are not vaccinated and they're still being unmasked. And that is considered to be a little bit of a concern, especially with somebody who is does not have the good immunity, who could not get the vaccines due to real legitimate reasons of health, and you can harbor the infection, then you go home and they can give it to somebody who is having suppressed immunity, is on cancer medications, or has active organ transplant issues. So individuals who are unmasked, they're definitely going to be able to spread this virus easily. To give you an example, measles is considered to be the most contagious virus in public health right now. Initially, when the infection started, one person could give it to three people. Then Delta came along, and one COVID patient could give it to six other people. Now, with this BA5 variant, one particular infected person can transmit the infection to 18 people on an average. So you can imagine the magnitude of that. But again, the severity is down because the virus wants to percolate, wants to thrive in the community. But you never know who would that be who is going to get the severe infection.
Walk us through best practices for vaccination. How effective is the vaccine now? If I haven't gotten my second booster, when should I get that? Sort of give us the latest on vaccinations.
Yeah, so vaccinations are definitely very much essential. I know people are disappointed that, even the president of the country got the infection in spite of being vaccinated and boosted. But again, as you would see, people are not getting as sick, and that's the real thing which the vaccine has to do. It's going to protect you from severe disease. That's very important. I've heard instances of people getting two or three infections in spite of being vaccinated and boosted, but they survived because of the vaccine. And second of all, people who are eligible should get their second booster as well right now. If you're not prepared for it right now, I would suggest definitely getting it during fall. Like towards the end of September or October, you should get it. And by the hope is that you might get Omicron BA5 specific vaccines by then. In fact, in Great Britain, they're already allowed to get a vaccine now, which is made specifically for the BA5 subvariant. So at least towards the end of September, first or second week of October, people should roll up their sleeves and get their boosters, especially if they're eligible.
Are the vaccines changing to keep up with the variants?
Absolutely. And the one which is going to come in the fall is definitely going to be more specific to this particular BA5 subvariant of Omicron, because that is the most contagious and the most easily spread subvariant to date. And as we are slowly going away from masking, we are going to have more and more subvariants coming in. So especially containing this particular subvariant is very important.
I've already been double boosted, so should I go and get that third booster with that new variant included in it?
When the time comes in, yes, you should. But, you should be careful about, not careful. You should be, mindful about when you took your last second booster. Typically, once you get a booster in, you have to wait for up to 6 months. And then after 6 months have elapsed, then you should probably go ahead and get it.
All right, hospitalizations and death rates. You mentioned that the hospitalizations and deaths around here are low. Is that true statewide and nationwide?
It is. Unfortunately, in the southern states right now, we are in the midst of summer, the hospitalizations and death rates are up, but not as up as the bad Delta big variant, big wave which we had. Having said that, that might come onto us during fall and winter, because right now, in the midst of summer, the southern states, the people go indoors or crank up the air conditioners, reduce the humidity, and that's what the virus likes, to thrive in those conditions. Same thing will happen to us when we move to fall and winter. We go indoors and crank up our heaters, and that also reduces humidity, and that might come knocking on our doors. But infections might increase, but I don't think the severity is going to go up anytime soon.
All right, I'll leave you with one good question that's from one of our listeners. Says, what does the good doctor want us to do? And then the comma, masking, comma, other precautions. So what should we do as we head into fall? Should we put the mask on more often? What's your view?
Especially when you're indoors, yes, you should keep your mask on, especially if you have people in your vicinity, if you're going to, like, you know, a concert, or if you have multiple people just sitting, like, you know, if you're in a movie theater, people all spaced out, yeah, that's fine. But, like, you know, if everybody, if your entire row beneath you, behind you, around you is all occupied, then, you know, yeah, keep the mask on if you can. And especially, like, hand sanitization will definitely go a long way. It'll provide you protection as well against potential contamination through, like, you know, even monkeypox for that matter. So it has got a dual advantage. And then, of course, get yourself vaccinated, get yourself boosted, and do not forget the fall vaccine booster. That would be very important. And as kids also go back into schools, again, after a long hiatus of the summer holidays, again, the chances are that, you know, infections will again creep up.
Well, thank you so much for the information and your help. We invite folks to go to upmc.com/coronavirus. Still the latest information there. Just looked at it today, so that's still up to speed. Thank you so much, Dr. Dalal. Thanks for checking in again today.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
And we appreciate that. And we thank him, too, for the change in time. We were going to do this interview Wednesday. I moved it up to Tuesday, and he said that was fine. And always thanks to Tyler Wagner for being a great go-to to get us to Dr. Dalal, Medical Director of Infectious Diseases, UPMC Susquehanna.